This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
According to one business author that I read this week, for the last 60 years, we have taught people at work in businesses, corporate America, to check their emotions at the door. You come to work, you leave your personal stuff behind. But there's now been some rethinking of that, because people realize, what if your spouse told you, I'm leaving this week? That impacts your work. What if you had a death in the family? That would impact your work. What if you had a problem with a son or daughter that was pretty significant? That would impact your day. And so what's been developed over the last 20 years is a concept called emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, where it's not just enough to do the right thing or to do things rightly, it's important to do the right thing. One of the authors gives this example in business. He knew of a case where a mid-level executive in a company had a father who committed suicide. Terrible tragedy to go through, to lose your father, but then find your dad committed suicide. The company policy was that if you lost an immediate family member, there were X number of days you could have off for the funeral and grief period. His immediate supervisor said, hey, you know, his dad committed suicide. I'm going to tell him to take a few extra days off. Would you believe that people got mad and said, you didn't give me that when my dad died. You didn't give me that when my mom died, and I didn't get that when my brother died, and people resented what he was doing. And the author said this, he didn't do things rightly in that situation, the boss, but he did the right thing. And there are times in life when you may have to choose between doing things rightly by the book in terms of like a company or whatever, or doing the right thing. Let me share a couple of thoughts. One author who works for American Express, at least she did when she wrote this, her name's Kate Cannon. She may not work for them now, but she said, we need to realize that there's all kinds of stuff going on in people's lives at any given day. Feelings of incompetence, feelings of dread, feelings of untruthfulness, feelings of shame, feelings of humiliation. That's going on with people that you work with every day. It may describe you. And then this article quotes a Richard Handley from the Air Force, who says, I come from an aeronautical orientation, and drag is what slows a plane down and impedes performance. To me, a lack of emotional intelligence is a great way to put drag on a company or an organization. A lack of emotional intelligence is a great way to put drag on a company or organization. You say, where in the world are you going with this? I don't want to talk to you about emotional intelligence. I want to talk to you about spiritual intelligence. In the same way that emotional intelligence is sensing things that are going on in the life of the people around you and realizing that that guy may be having problems because his dad committed suicide, or she may have problems because her husband said, I'm leaving next Tuesday. That's having sensitivity and emotional intelligence. Spiritual intelligence is this. When you see the hand of God in your life, and you sense the hand of God when you read his word, and when you worship with other believers, you sense the hand of God in your life. And that's what spiritual intelligence is. And I'm going to challenge you today to look at life maybe from a new perspective when you read the prayer that we're reading today, one of seven prayers that can change your life. It's in Psalm 63. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory, because your love, God, your love is better than life. We'll continue this series about prayer tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.